Welcome to Mini Dharma Talk Mondays on the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Mukunda Chandra Kohan, the founder of YourWellnessYogi.com and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine, and yet as life's challenges grind and wear us down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us, and if we stray too far from it, we will be unhappy in our life. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a favor, to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/podcast and click on subscribe to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show by opening up the podcast app. Thank you and enjoy this week's episode, and I appreciate you listening.
Two really interesting studies have come out recently that are really getting me thinking and my juices going and my thoughts moving. And the first one came out recently that was published was an updated study on the mind. And in yoga, we call the mind the identification of the material body and the mind, the ahamkara, or the material ego. And they found in this study that we used to believe that the whole concept of the human condition was that we as a society move to either seek pleasure and to avoid pain. That was the whole purpose of life. Seek pleasure, avoid pain. And they did a 10-year study. This is when these like things really change, is when they do these 10-year studies. And they've discovered that actually the human condition, genetic programming, and societal and emotional evolution has come to the conclusion that actually our whole body, our whole mind, our whole material ego is governed by one principle: how to avoid pain. That's it. That's all we try to do. Which is why, as human beings, we have this tendency to constantly strive for more. Right? That is why we are obsessed with consuming. Has nothing to do with the fact that it's given us pleasure. It has to do with when we want something and we don't have it, it causes us pain. So we want more. So we want a new car, we get the new car. Then our neighbor has a nicer car, now we're in pain again, so we have to get a nicer car. Then we get the nicer car, and then the person in our neighborhood has a nicer car, so we got to get a better car than that person. And then it goes on and so on and so on. And then we see an advertisement on TV for new fall fashion or a Pinterest on what to wear. And we go, wow, I want that piece of clothing. Or I want to go to that football game. Or I want, I want, I want. And every time that we don't get what we want, it causes us pain. And so we are obsessed with acquiring things. Another study came out. They did a 40-year meta study, 40 years, on people in Massachusetts for 40 years. They've been studying the effects of IQ and EQ on success in life. Now, what's defined success? We don't mean financial success. That is definitely a component, financial freedom, wealth. But what they engage success as, the parameter for success, was fulfillment, happiness, positive relationships, connection to others, and financial freedom. This is what they engage success. And they did a 40-year study to determine whether IQ, which is intelligent quotient, or EQ, which is emotional intelligence, determines success. And they found people who have a higher EQ or an emotional awareness are more successful in life. Cool. But we knew that already. Here's this cool thing. They found that people who had a fundamental disposition or a natural tendency to had a delayed sense of gratification, meaning that they were able to not seek out immediate gratification, had a higher percentage of fulfillment and success in life. They had better connections to people, better friendships. They had better relationships with their partners. They had better careers. They were more content with what they had in life, whether it was a big house, little house, nice car, beat up car. They were fine with what they had. So when you put them both together, right, and we look at the fact that our human condition is to avoid pain, and we avoid pain by seeking pleasure, that pleasure mitigates the pain. But however, if we have a higher sense of delayed gratification over time, we'll be more successful in life, which means we'll have less pain. And this is what yoga is about. In the yoga, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna, when one is able to see both value in the value of gold as equal to the value of dirt, one has understood yoga. That when we go into our asana practice, we don't say, I like this yoga pose. Like, I like standing poses, but I hate back bends. I like forward folds, but I hate hip openers. This pose I enjoy, that pose I don't like. We go into the yoga poses as not in order to seek pleasure and avoid pain, but rather to experience the sensations of the practice to avoid future suffering by understanding our mind body. When we don't see the difference between a pose we like and a pose we dislike, we take that teaching into our life. We learn to not be dictated by that goal of seeking pleasure to avoid pain. We move away from it. We realize that both pain and pleasure are the same. That is how we experience it through our practice. So when our asana poses tonight, and it's uncomfortable, and it's hurting, and we don't like it, we don't want to avoid it. We want to run towards it. Close your eyes. Sit up tall. Ask yourself this in life. What do you avoid? What pain do you run from? Is it instant gratification, likes on Facebook, Instagram? Do people even use social media anymore? Is it gambling, food, clothes, cars? What are you trying to avoid? And then bring your hands to your heart center and take a moment here to dedicate this time to trying to not avoid pain, but rather experience it.
Thank you for listening to the Living Life on Purpose podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our yoga and coaching classes, please visit our website at yourwellnessyogi.com and please sign up for our newsletter. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.